Morning, it's July 10th, 2011. The time is 6:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, where I have a spastic little kitten bouncing around the house here, Admiral Jack. Doing an early audio boo here because sort of some thoughts crossed my mind here of a historical nature, and because today the space shuttle Atlantis will be docking with the International Space Station. From what I've read this morning after eating my breakfast, preparing to go into work because I have the weekend duty, they're going to be docking right about 11:07 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, after they do an early morning, what they call terminal initiation burn, around 8:29. So the space shuttle Atlantis will be docking one last time, a historical moment, with the International Space Station. As we watched the other day on Friday, the historical launch of the Space Shuttle Atlantis on its final space mission, STS-135. Now yesterday, I caught it at work. I didn't actually see the actual number 3000, but I did see 3001, and then there was a 3002 that had a historical significance that has great meaning to a lot of people that follow this particular team, as well as a monumental accomplishment for the individual that hit his 3000th hit yesterday, and that's New York Yankees Derek Jeter. It was only the only New York Yankee that's ever done that, which looking at that stat, I'm going, wow. So there's a little history yesterday concerning that particular moment. It was at the tail end of my work shift yesterday, because I do have the weekend duty that we had the game on. Where I work, we do have a TV to monitor breaking news. That's what we tell all the other fellow co-workers that we work with. But we were watching the game. We missed the 3,000th hit, but his Derek Jeter's 3,001st hit. And you figure that, okay, he's got two good hits and stuff like that, but there was a few innings left when I got off my shift and was heading home yesterterday, and come to find out, he had his 3003rd hit that ended up winning the ball game. So a historical game there for Derek Jeter. Now the cover art to this particular audio boot is a picture of my kitchen window above the sink, and the missus has some empty Coke bottles on the shelf, and to decorate the many little other trinket items there. And I was looking at them this morning that the reason they had Coke in the bottle, and if you never had it, you don't know what you're missing. It's a real treat. There is a difference between Coca-Cola in a bottle as compared to a can or a plastic bottle. But Coca-Cola has these glass bottles out, and they're $1 a pop. As they celebrate their 125th anniversary of Coca-Cola. So the Coca-Cola did taste good, so it's sort of savoring the taste of history this weekend with the Space Shuttle Atlantis, Derek Jeter, and Coca-Cola.